Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Today, after a two-month-long internet investigation into a man attempting to solicit sex from a minor, sheriff's detectives, assisted by CAL FIRE law enforcement officers, served a search and arrest warrant in the 6100 block of Purdue Drive in Eureka. 53-year-old Michael Brunner had contacted someone who he thought was a 14-year-old girl with the intention of luring her out of the state in order to have sexual relations with her. Detectives learned that Brunner hooked up a webcam and performed sexual acts into the camera, thinking the 14-year-old girl was watching him. Brunner admitted his offenses to detectives and was arrested for contacting and sending harmful material to a minor with the intent to commit a sexual offense. He was booked into county jail on $50,000 bail. A sheriff's deputy patrolled the area of Myers Flat at approximately 12:30 this morning to investigate a report of shots being fired in the area. The deputy located two male adults, and one of them, 28-year-old Garberville resident Travis Rothwell, was on probation with the search clause. A search of Rothwell's person turned up an unloaded Smith & Wesson 22 caliber rifle that had been sawed off. A records check revealed that the firearm was stolen. Rothwell was arrested and booked for possession of stolen property, carrying a concealed firearm, being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, and a probation violation. The California Department of Public Health has advised consumers to avoid eating Woodstock frozen organic pomegranate kernels, as they could be linked to the multi-state outbreak of hepatitis A. The kernels, which are also found in the recalled Townsend Farms Organic Antioxidant Blend Frozen Berry and Pomegranate Mix, have been identified as the likely source of the contamination. The Scenic Fruit Company of Gresham, Oregon, has announced a voluntary recall of the kernels. No illnesses have been directly associated with the pomegranate product at this time, but if you have consumed the product, contact your doctor to discuss possible vaccination and treatment. A sheriff's deputy was patrolling McKinleyville on Monday night when he discovered several displays of illegal fireworks, along with an Arcata Fire Department engine, in the 1700 block of Holly Drive. The deputy spoke with an Arcata fire captain who explained that he saw flaming debris strike a nearby rooftop and that some of the illegal fireworks nearly hit the fire engine because they were being fired horizontally. The deputy contacted two men, a 34-year-old Eureka resident and a 36-year-old McKinleyville resident, who were identified as the ones shooting off the fireworks. The deputy has submitted a criminal case to the district attorney's office, which could lead to up to $1,000 in fines or up to a year of jail time for the offenders. Arcata police confiscated about $1,100 worth of heroin after contacting a man on probation and searching his residence. Officers contacted 71-year-old Donald Poor at his residence on I Street in Arcata on Monday, and a probation search turned up half an ounce of heroin packaged for sale, along with evidence indicating drug sales activity. Poor was arrested and booked on a possession charge and a probation violation charge. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sheriff's office was notified of a man attempting to force his ex-wife and her sister off the road on southbound Highway 101 near College of the Redwoods on Sunday. One of the victims, a 28-year-old female, had recently divorced her husband, 34-year-old Eureka resident Tong Nguyen. She was staying with her sister in Eureka when she received several text messages from Nguyen. The two women decided to leave the area and were driving southbound on US 101 when they saw Nguyen drive up behind them in a truck and attempt to ram them off the road. Nguyen then turned off his headlights, pulled alongside the victim's vehicle, and swerved, forcing the victims onto the shoulder of the road. After regaining control of their vehicle, the truck drove ahead and stopped sideways in the middle of the highway, blocking both southbound lanes of traffic. The victims were able to pass the truck, but the truck kept attempting to ram them. CHP officers were able to locate Nguyen in his pickup truck on Singley Road. He was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon and was transported to the county jail. The City of Fortuna will hold a disaster planning workshop on Wednesday, July 10th at the River Lodge in Fortuna. The workshop is designed to raise awareness about the risks associated with natural hazards in Humboldt County. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.